A BC University student has created a new interactive website to help Canadians navigate abortion options and make a decision that best fits their values and circumstances. Kate Wall, a PhD student at the University of British Columbia, is the brains behind It's My Choice. It's so important for people to have access to sexual and reproductive health care no matter who they are or where they live in Canada, says Wall, noting it's Canada's first website of its kind. When abortion started making international political headlines, Wall felt it was an important time to share information that is evidence-based and Canadian-specific. I'm grateful to our team of researchers, patients and healthcare providers who made it happen, and to the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada for hosting the tool on their Sexandu website, says Wall. People can learn what to expect from each option and receive a personalized recommendation designed to support conversations with their healthcare provider. Wall and her team received a grant from Health Canada to make the site in French, Mandarin, and Punjabi. Patients and clinicians were actually members of our design team, which helped us ensure that we used culturally inclusive imagery and language, says Wall. The website takes the individual through a series of questions starting with when the person's last menstrual period started. Next, there is a video that explains the methods available. The website goes into detail about the abortion pill and procedure, including how it works, how effective it is, where it happens, and much more important information. Wall explains how she wanted to help people navigate the decision of abortion, noting that it is a deeply personal decision. The choice between the abortion procedure and pill is very personal, and I hope the tool helps make that choice easier. Since launching the website this week, she's received encouraging emails from people across the province. It feels good to see that strong support for sexual and reproductive health and rights in Canada, says Wall. The entire website is anonymous and there are features to protect people's privacy. A quick exit button has also been created, plus there's information about clearing browsing history.